在主耶稣被卖的哪一个礼拜？
On the week when Jesus was betrayed.
圣经里边有很多的记载。
There are many scripture about it in the Bible.
我们今天晚上是在其中一部分来纪念主。
We're going to read just a little bit, a small portion of it to remember our Lord.
在那个礼拜天
On that Sunday,
是一个很特别的礼拜天
which is a very special Sunday.
我看看
Can.
当主耶稣骑着驴驹进来的时候
When Jesus rode a colt into the Jerusalem,
你会看到这个群众的这个反应
You can see the reactions from the crowd.
他们将衣服搭在上面
They put their cloth on the coat.
放在路上。
And spread it out on the road.
也有人将地上的树枝砍下来。
They're also cutting the branches from the field.
铺在路上。
And spread it out on the road too.
然后你看见前面的人非常的兴奋。
You see those people who are leading the way are excited.
Hosanna!
Hosanna! They
shout. Hosanna!
Hosanna! They
shout. 奉主来临的人是应当称颂的。
Blessed is those who come in the name of the Lord.
那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的。
Blessed is the coming kingdom of the father David.
高高在上，何善呐
！Hosanna in the highest heaven.
哇，感觉到这个礼拜是个很特别的礼拜开始。
You can feel this is the beginning of a very special week.
接下来，另外一天在礼拜二。
And when the Tuesday come.
有人是很特别的事情发生了。
Something special happened also.
今天晚上
On that night.
我们每个人看看我们在哪里。
Where we are in that particular setting.
这个是在巴顿里长大的大麻风西门的家里。
This is in the house of Simon.
都请客的时候。
So when they are in this banquet,
有个女人拿着一瓶这个珍贵的真拿的香膏进来了。
So there's a woman carried a very expensive perfume into the house.
把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
And they pour onto the head of Jesus.
哇，有几个人就不开心了。
There's some people were not quite happy about it.
哇，好贵啊！好香的真拿的香膏，却是好贵的香膏。
Very good smell perfume, but very expensive one too.
大家看到多少钱呢、啊、
How much does it cost?
一年的工资哦。
A year's wage.
如果照我们这个一般美国的 professional, 哇，那个是很多，是不是？一年的工资。
If it's a year's wage in today's in Americans professional, it's quite a bit of money.
当时也是不少。
In those days, which is also very expensive.
哇，这个是很奇怪的行动。
This is a very odd behavior.
主耶稣说
，And Jesus said,
他所的做的是尽他所能的。
He is doing whatever he she could.
他是为我肮脏的事情把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
She's pouring this ahead of my barrier ceremonies.
我实在要告诉你们
I'll tell you truly.
普天下无论在什么地方
whenever the gospel is preached,
传福音的时候你要述说这女人所做的以为纪念。
So whenever the gospel is preached, what she has done will also be told.
我准备的时候就想，如果耶稣时候有 Facebook， 他今天还有没有这个女人呢？记载。
If there were Facebook,
你觉得呢
back then, ？Do you think the her name will be recorded？
两千年来，他是在如果耶稣时候有 Facebook， 他的名字今天还在。
If Jesus has a Facebook, her name surely will be recorded on it。
一个女人将一年工资的香膏浇在主身上，因为她为主付上最大的代价。
She poured this expensive perfume onto the head of the Jesus. She paid a big price for it.
同样是礼拜二。
But on that same evening.
同样的礼拜二。
The same evening.
同样的礼拜二。
The same Tuesday evening.
你看见这个是谁呢？
Did you see another person? Who that is?
就是十二门徒里边的加勒人犹大。
That is Judas.
他去跟祭司长。
He went to the chief priests.
要将耶稣交给他们。
So that he can betray Jesus to them.
他们看见他这样做就很高兴，就应许给他钱。
So they promised to give him money.
好，请问给多少钱呢
？So how much was promised?
三十块银子。
Same the year's wage.
同一个晚上
The same night.
跟随主耶稣差不多三年
Who followed Jesus for almost 3 years.
对主很清楚
Someone who knew Jesus well.
准备出卖主
It's about.To betray Jesus.
这是告诉我们，你我跟随主，还是有机会出卖主呢？
Isn't this a reminder to us that we who follow Jesus would also may have the opportunity or possibility of betraying him?
去到哪一个程度，他会这样子做呢？
To what degree or what happened to him such that caused him to betray Jesus?
圣经在其他经文告诉我们，原来犹大是一个贪心，而且在人家送给耶稣的钱放在自己的袋袋里边。
So in other places, Bible told us, Judas is a greedy person and a theft of the purse of his Jesus money, the money from the twelve.
离开主不是一个晚上的决定。
So betraying Jesus is not a decision of the moment.
是有个过程。
But through a process.
我们今天晚上第一个反省。
So the first things we have to remind ourselves.
我们是那一个献上香膏的女人。
Are we the one who offered the perfume?
或者是出卖主的犹大
Or are we the one who betrayed like Judah?
或者在两个的中间呢
Or are we somewhere in between?
礼拜四是最后的晚餐
So Thursday, that's the last supper.
大家留意这才是一个真正耶稣晚餐的设计跟我们平时看到那些是不同的，是真正的哈。
So the picture shows what a real setting is like, which is very different from many other paintings.
这是当日的设计，然后我们看看里边怎么样，谁坐最重要的位置，我们一路的看哈。
So let's see who sits on the most important.
大家看到哪个是主人哈？
So there's the host.
然后右边的是。主人的心腹的好友。
To his right is his favorite friend.
左边呢是最重要的、尊贵的客人。
And to the left should be the most honorable guest.
然后呢，对面那个呢，真是帮忙做事情的。
So across the table, the last person is the one who served.
他是坐在最末，是要服侍人的。
So at the corner, he's the one to serve.
我们看看当天晚上，第一，我们很清楚主耶稣在哪里了。
So it, on that night, we can see who should be sitting, where Jesus should be.
主耶稣是主人，肯定的。
So, Jesus is a host of.
右边是谁呢
？Dinner.
是约翰。
The right is John.
啊，最特别，我们看了，左边是谁呢
？So who will be the left?
最尊贵的客人是谁呢
？Who is the most honorable guest?
主耶稣在当天晚上
，on that night,
还是给犹大一个机会。
He gave Judas.Another opportunity.
如果我们有机会安排座位，你会安排他坐在哪里呢？我们想想。
If it's you, who, where do you think you're gonna put Judah?
你觉得他值得坐在哪里呢？
Where is a worthy seat for him?
我们看到主他心肠里边那份长久的爱。
So we can see the love, everlasting love in the heart of Jesus.
谁是？服务员呢
？Who is the one that serve?
是彼得。
Which is Peter.
在当年的社会里边，每个人去到一个地方啊，因为他张扬到这个哀城啊，都需要洗脚等等。
So, in those days, when you come into a household because of you probably have dust on your feet, so you need to wash it up.
洗脚是仆人的工作。
So washing the feet is the duty for a servant.
当主耶稣洗脚轮到彼得的时候，他就对主说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗
？”So when it comes the time to wash the feet, and Simon said to Jesus, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
耶稣回答说：“我所做的你不如今不知道，后来必明白。”
And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand."
彼得说：“你永不可以洗我的脚。”
But Peter said, "No, you shall never wash my feet."
耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，我连手跟头你都要洗啊。”
Then Simon replied, "Then Lord, not just my feet, but my hands, and my head are wet as well."
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的，只有洗一次，全身就干净了。
Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet; their whole body is clean."
主耶稣在这里究竟讲一个什么的真理呢
？So what is Jesus trying to teach here?
原来这里所说的洗个澡。是指到我们重生的洗。
So the taking a bath here is talking about the washing of the rebirth.
当我们说把脚一洗的时候，是讲到我们只有来到神面前认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，不要赦免我们的罪，来洗净我们一切的不义。
So washing the feet is talking about if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just.And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
今天晚上，等下我们就有个机会。
Tonight we're going to have a chance. We all will have a chance.
向主认罪。
Confess to the Lord.
在这个晚上。
On that night.
主耶稣说：“我是告诉你们，你们中间有个人要出卖我。
One of you will betray me.
哇。”一个完全想不到，好像炸弹一般的消息。
So this is like a bombshell message to the disciples.
当时大家想，究竟是谁呢？主啊，是谁呢
？At that time, people, all the disciples were wondering, who that person might be.
如果我是主耶稣，我就说就是他。
If I would Jesus, I would just point it out that person.
对不对
？Isn't that right?
太过不能够忍受了。
Something Jesus, I probably wouldn't.
当天晚上是礼拜四，他礼拜二出去，主是知道的。
So that was a Thursday night, and Jesus knew that Judah went out on Tuesday night to betray him.
主说，我沾一点饼给他，那个就是。
So Jesus said, if I dip the bread and give it to him, that's the person.
犹太沾了那点饼，立刻就出去。那个时候就是夜晚了。
And it is an evening, and then Judah went out.
然后主耶稣说，我要赐给你们一条新命令，要叫你们彼此相爱。要怎么爱你们，你们也有怎么样相爱。
So Jesus gave them a new command that is love one another as I have loved you.
今天我们当中有没有人经历过被人出卖呢？
Any one of us here might be have the experience of being betrayed.
我们又看到主耶稣那种给机会、给饶恕的榜样呢？
Have we seen the example given by Jesus that his forgiveness to the one who betrayed him?
当天晚上他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝了福，就拨饼递给他们说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
So that night Jesus took bread and went and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。
And then took a cup and they all took then drank together.
耶稣说，这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。
And said, "This is the blood of my covenant, shed for many."
我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄酒，直到我在神的国喝新的那日子。
He also said that truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the wine and until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
等一下我们领受圣餐的时候，也回到主当日设立晚餐的那个光景。
So later when we take the communion, we need to remember that particular that night.
再晚一点，主耶稣就去到克西马利园了。
And later they went to the Gethsemane.
当我们看到之间的距离的时候，原来主耶稣的确有走一段路，左边是这个最后的晚餐。
So when we look at the map, we can see that indeed they have to walk some distance.
主耶稣去到克西马利园。
So they went to the Gethsemane.
他就在主面前祷告。
And he prayed before God.
神啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这个杯除掉。
So everything to you is possible, Father.If it's possible, please remove the cup.
不要照我的意思，是照你的意思。
But not according to what I want, but according to your will.
当时带主耶稣带了三个人去。
So Jesus took three of his disciples to that garden.
就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
That is Peter, John, and James.
主耶稣对曾经告诉他们，我心里很是忧愁，几乎要死，你们要在这里等候警醒。
So he tell them to be alert and be alert with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这三位爱主的门徒怎么样呢？
But what happened to the three disciples who indeed love the Lord?
他们睡着了。
They slept.
主对彼得说：“西门，你睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱。”
So he said, Simon, are you asleep?Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
接下来我们看到一个我们最痛苦的图画。
then I will see one of the saddest picture.
犹大用清锤来表明谁是耶稣。
So Judah used the kissing as a signal to point out who Jesus, where Jesus is.
在同一个晚上，另外一个事情发生了。
On that same night, something else happened.
彼得跟着耶稣去到最接近、最接近去的大祭司那里。
So Peter followed Jesus and went to the court of where the chief priest is.
有个大祭司一个侍女看着彼得，就看着他说。
So one of the servants saw Peter and said,
"Oh, 哎，你出来也是同拿撒勒耶稣一伙的。
He said that you also were with the Nazarene Jesus." She said.
彼得绝不可承认，我不知道，我不管你说什么，于是出去了，到了前院，鸡就叫了。
But Peter denied it. I don't know or understand what you are talking about, he said, and went out into the court, the entryway.
那侍女看见他，又对旁边人说：“哦，这也是他们一伙的。”
And when the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them."
彼得也不承认。
Again, Peter denied it.
过了不多的时候
After a little while,
旁边看人对着彼得说，你真是他们一党的，因为你是加利利人啊。
Those standing near said to Peter, surely you're one of them, for you are a Galilean.
彼得就起誓说，
And Peter swore,
我不认识你说这个人。
I don't know this man you are talking about.
那时候鸡叫了第二遍。
Immediately the rooster crowed the second time.
彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话。
Then Peter remembered what Jesus told him.
鸡叫两遍以先，你有三次不认我。
You betray me, deny me.
You will 三次不认我。
You will deny me three times before the rooster crowed.
彼得出去就哭了。
And then he broke down and wept.
先请问，主耶稣曾经回头与彼得四目交头。
So Jesus turned around and watched and saw Peter.
他的眼光是怎么样的眼光呢？
So what would be his facial expression?
你这彼得真糟糕。
Such an awful person you are, Peter.
还是眼睛流露说，彼得，我不是跟你说过吗？
Or maybe Jesus would say, deny, tell you that?
还是带着爱里边的提醒呢？
Or is just a reminder in love?
主耶稣对彼得还有一个非常特别的提醒。
And Jesus has a very special reminder to Peter.
这个提醒是对他一生有帮助的。
Which is a very important reminder to Peter.
也是给你我，如果今天晚上你感受到自己好像彼得一样的时候，这是主给你跟我的一个鼓励或者安慰。
And it will also a reminder or encouragement to you and me.
西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好像你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祷告，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。
So He said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you all as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
主是知道我们的软弱。
And our Lord knows our weakness.
只要我们愿意回头。
As long as we are willing to turn back.
今天晚上我们在主面前流泪。
Tonight, when we wept in front of our Lord,
我在主面前认罪。
When we confess to him,
在主面前立志。
When we set up our again to set our mind to make a decision,
请记得主说
remember,
回头以后
remember Jesus said when you have turned back,
坚固你的弟兄
strengthen your brothers,
是一个从危机到转机的开始。
So it's a beginning that you turn a crisis intoan opportunity.
礼拜五。
Now comes to Friday.
一到早上。
In the morning,
祭司长老文士都上要将耶稣捆绑交去见比拉多。
And so the chief priest with the elders, they bound Jesus and led him to Pilate.
旁边也有一群很高兴的人。
There were a group of people who are very, who were also very happy.
这群人后来也是要说要钉耶稣十字架的人。
Those are the one later, shouted to crucify him.
我们就看一个礼拜前几天进来的时候，大家说活善了，活善了。
So it's just within a week at the beginning of that week, people shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna.
现在准备有人就会说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And now the crowd said, crucify him, crucify him.
是同一批人。
Same crowd.
分辨能力在哪里呢？分辨的能力在哪里呢？
Where is the ability of discernment?
我们是不是是随着大众文化去做事情呢？
Are we following the ones that follows the crowd?
我们没有自己的立场呢？
Don't have our own position.
或者我们随时转变呢？
Or we just just go by the flow.
这是我们要反省的地方。
This is other things we need to reflect upon.
比拉多审判主耶稣说，你是犹太人王吗？
So Pilate asked, Are you the king of Jews?
比如说你伟大的事。
Jesus replied, You have said so.
我们知道后来在两个人当中，他们释放那个杀人犯巴拉巴，却要钉死主耶稣。
So later we know that they decide to release Barabbas and crucified Jesus.
比如说，那么你们将犹太人王应该怎么办他呢？他们前几天说活善的人，每个人都说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
So when Pilate asked, "What would you want me to do with this man?" Those same crowd said, "Crucify him."
主耶稣在没有钉十字架之前要受什么的苦呢？
So what kind of suffering was Jesus supposed to bear?
鞭打。
Flogging.
荆棘的冠冕。
So the thorny crown.
钉钉的嘲笑。
Those teasing and mocking.
受尽沧桑仍然要背十字架。
And carry the cross after suffering the flogging.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们一起读这一节的经文。
So let's,
以赛亚书五十三章第五节，一起来读。
So let's read the passage in Isaiah 53, verse 5 together.
那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪业压伤， 因他所受的刑罚我们得平安，因他所受的鞭伤我们得医治。主耶稣所受的一切都是为了我们的缘故。
It is for us. He suffered all.
礼拜五的晚上，
On that evening,
他们带耶稣去到一个地方叫格格他。
They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha.
就将他钉在十字架上。
And nailed him on the cross.
当时还有两个强盗跟他同钉。
At the time, there were two thieves, criminals were crucified with him.
经过人还在辱骂他。
And people was scolding at him.
说如果你超越圣殿三天，可以建造起来，可以救自己，从十字架上下来吧。
So they said that.You are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Come down from the cross and save yourself.
祭司长文士也是这样戏弄他。
So in the same way, the chief priest, they also mock him, mocked him among themselves.
从午镇到深处，遍地就黑暗了。
So from noon, the darkness came over the whole land.
伸出的时候，耶稣大声说
：“So at three, Jesus cried out,
'伊诺伊诺伊，拉巴撒巴戈达尼,'就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我
？”He shouted with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
最后耶稣有个人跑去把海上站着畜绑在苇子上给他喝，说且等着我看以利亚来不来把他取下。
So some just ran and filled the sponge with wine vinegar, put on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink, and said, "Now leave him alone, let's see if Elijah comes to take him down."
耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
And Jesus, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
这时候，殿里的幔子从上到下，圣殿的幔子分裂为两半。
So the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom.
从上边到下面。
From top to bottom.
从上面到下边。
From top to bottom.
希伯来书告诉我们，弟兄们，我们因着耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
So in Hebrew, it says that we can enter this most holy through the blood of Jesus.
接着他们写了有一条有生有活的路。
Went through this path that's give lives.
这幔子经过就是主耶稣他的身体。
And this.Curtain, the veil is the body of Christ.
So we 应该带着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
So we should come before God with a clean conscience.
今天晚上我们也带着一个诚心来到主面前。
So let's come to His come before Him with sincerity.
在这个礼拜。你觉得我们最像是谁呢
？So in this week, who do we most resembles?
是那一个献上香膏给主的那位姊妹
？Are we more like the sister who offered the perfume?
还是卖主的犹大呢
？Or are we more like Judah who betrayed Jesus?
或者在中间呢
？Or are we somewhere in between?
我们是像彼得不认主，后来流泪悔改呢
？Or are we just like Peter denied Jesus first and then turn around, confessed his sin to him?
或者我们像那个没有立场的群众呢
？Or are we more like the crowd? who are swayed by the public opinions.
今天晚上
tonight
是我们一个在主面前重新开始的时候。
It's a time for us to have a fresh start.
大家进来的时候都拿了一张纸。
So when you come in, you probably were handed a piece of paper.
我们可以将我们在主面前要认的罪，用个符号、一个字或者一个自己懂得的符号写在上面。
So you can write down the sins you would like to confess with a symbol or some marking that you understand what it means.
我们不会看大家所写的内容。
We will not look at what's in what's on the paper you write.
等一下，大家写完之后，我会请大家到前面来。
So after you finish writing, I'm going to ask you to come to the front.
我们为将我们的罪钉在十字架上边。
So we will nail our sins on the cross.
请大家现在开始写。
So you can start writing now.
等一下有肢体为帮大家这个钉在十字架上边，先请大家写上。我们现在到十字架面前，我们向主认罪。
So let's come before God, the cross and confess to the Lord first.
先写下。